Hi there, I'm Lank. When I'm camping in the Barovian wilderness with a bunch of good-natured heroes, and also Will, I need a place to rest my head. The damp mists and hard rocky ground make me feel downright glum. That's why I invented Lank Stumper's inflatable yurts. Not only do my sturdy, hand-sewn canvas yurts provide a roof over your head, but the floors are soft and comforting after a long day's walk. Plus, it's hard to be depressed when you're hopping around in your very own personal bouncy shelter. Woohoo! Hooray! The deluxe model includes a ball pit and a slip and slide. Plus, if you buy now, we'll even throw in a Bozo the Vampire blow-up punching bag so you can practice your uppercuts and roundhouse kicks. Watcha! Take that, Strahd von Zarrow, bitch! Lank Stumper's inflatable yurts. Never leave home without one, unless it is your home, in which case, great!
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Jose as Gorin, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Let's make a plan.
Well, the Vistani, who are very smart and kind people, told me to not go to the windmill. Remember, they said no windmill. Can I just wait outside?
But you're with us now. I mean, you're part of the Will Pompeian team. Go Pompeians.
You can... Mike looks at you quizzically.
Go Pompeians?
All right. Very well. Very well. Very well. You can let it be known. I told you so before it even happened.
Whoever wants to go in can go in. Whoever wants to stay out can stay out.
Well, okay, but
you just told me I couldn't stay out.
I didn't say you. Well, first of all, it's a free country, probably. Maybe not. You know what? It's probably not a free country.
Strahd shows up. It is not a free country. This is my country. And then he disappears.
This is not, not a free. Excuse me, Mr. Strahd. It is not a free country. He is right.
No offense. And everything is free will until you pay.
Free will doesn't exist. I'm expensive.
Free Willy.
But I mean, like, the thing is, you don't have to. Nobody's going to force you, but here's the deal. You, Miss, Madam, Tiny Lady, are,
yes?
Really great, because I hear that you can heal people, and we kind of need that.
Well, then you probably don't want me to get hurt.
We don't.
I can open this door. Swash! And she makes the door open.
You guys are like a few miles away. From the distance, you see the little door go.
Frank is looking several miles distance at the door. He's like, all right, now that's impressive.
Yeah. See what I mean? That's amazing. Obviously, we need you. But I mean, the thing is, like, what did they say? I'm curious. What did they? Oh, they just said no windmill. That's it.
No
that's
windmill.
But what?
They're great storytellers.
Was there something?
Like, yeah, no, she's continuing the strategy of all of us as good storytellers.
Is it because maybe that you're small and so they'd think you're a child and so they were like, don't go there. They might think you're a kid and put you in a pie.
I look very tasty.
Right. Maybe? Will's like, I don't know what to say about that.
But... a little twiggy.
A little twiggy.
Don't comment on how tasty she looks, Batwack. I think you're treading on thin ice as it is.
All right, I'll decide when we get there. Let's just go.
All right. So you guys head down into the valley.
Did we actually come up with a plan, though? We just kind of talked for a while.
When did we ever?
Let's...
All right, you're walking. Come up with a plan.
Yeah, we definitely are going.
Yes,
but
it's going to take a little while to get there.
From what we know, it is a windmill with an old lady who makes pies. So that's what Will's going to be like. But yeah, we should have a plan. I mean, but like, look at all how many of us there are. There are, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us. And, you know, before there were only 4. Is that right?
When?
Well, there's 7 of us now.
7?
Right.
Whatever.
Well,
it is.
8, including your animal.
What about me? Says Arena, peeking out from behind the terrarium.
Maybe before we get to the windmill.
And we're getting close quickly.
Yes, we are. Some people start to pretend that they're going to sell the cakes up the road. Perhaps she will come out and be real mad that we, like, you know, stomped over her copyright. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have any cakes. We can pretend, though.
Yeah, pretend. So 2 of us go towards the door, and then the other 2 go around back. And then we have 2 extra just to make sure we have support for whatever we have left.
Is there anyone around to sell pies, too? Does it look like just woods, or...
It's opened up more, but you don't see anybody on the road. The closest place you would think of, I mean, unless someone happens to come down the road, is the town. Unless Goran's saying you could approach the windmill as if you're trying to sell to whoever's living there.
Yeah, I can sell whatever you want me to sell. That is what I can do, but it doesn't look like there's any people around here.
We could pretend we're selling her supplies. Pie supplies.
Mm.
Supplies.
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 Some supplies.
Well, again, I could be a salesman if that would be a plan.
Let's just set it on fire.
But what if there are kids in there? You know what? Will wouldn't say that. Never mind.
No, we can't. We can't set everything on fire.
But what if there are kids in there?
Isn't there usually a waste pipe or something we can wade through? Like some back way in?
And you defrain it.
In reverse.
Yes.
In reverse.
Yes, in reverse.
Hmm. Sounds disgusting and like Will would never do that.
Well, how about the cellar door? I see a cellar door as we approach it. Kazam! I make it open.
I like the way you play D&D.
Yeah. All right. It doesn't seem like we have much of a plan. And plus, she's seen me, Goran,
Nick,
and Lank.
And Arena, presumably.
And probably Arena, since she's like the mayor's kid.
No, at this point, I feel like a plan isn't even necessary. let's storm this thing.
Fire! Fire!
All right. I think, you know what, if we're just going and we're all chattering, Will would totally just be like, you know what, I'm freaking confident right now. This lady ran away from me, and I'm a cocky jackass when I am back in my regular town, so maybe I have a little bit of blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go knock on the door. Let's go, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Right? I mean, what? She's an old lady. She was a little strong, but you know what? We fought zombies. We fought wolves. We
Ravens.
Almost got... yeah, there were a bunch of ravens that we couldn't fight, you know, maybe.
And then the one vampire, not trying to call out Lank on a 5-star performance, but what up?
Yeah, true. If she's anything like him, Lank will just hold her until she dies, so.
That is true. I have a habit of holding people as they, or as people shoot at them.
Hey, hold me.
Next time, let's just all sing Adele. It's gonna be fine.
Adele.
Yeah, next time.
So the plan is, let's go.
knock, knock, knock.
Let's go. It's just one old lady.
All right. So you head up the road to the windmill. You approach, and you can make out more details. It seems to have, like, 3 or 4 levels based on sort of its height and where you can see windows and the sides. It's kind of made of gray brick. The windows kind of seem to be dirt-covered. It's in very bad shape. The vanes of the windmill basically have no fabric on them. They're mostly just the wooden frames. The top of it actually has an onion dome, and it's kind of leading to one side. There's a wooden platform, sort of decrepit, encircling the windmill, sort of above the first floor, above the door there.
and the windmill, as you would imagine, since there's no fabric on the vanes, it's sitting still, and the door is closed.
Isn't a windmill supposed to be milling and winding?
You would think.
It's a little weird, right?
Yes.
All right. It's still just an old lady, you know. We're like, look at all my magical friends I've got, Will says cockily.
Cockily.
Cockily doodly doo.
So what do you do? You go up and knock on the door?
Mm-hmm.
Just like a nice polite knock, or it's the cops knock.
Is everyone else cool with that?
Does anybody stop him?
Yeah, would anyone stop me?
I don't stop him.
All right.
Do it.
So yeah, what kind of knock do you do? Is it like just a tap, 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 tap?
Well, if everyone's close around me, Will's going to be like, you know what? Hey, what's up? Doot, 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 doot.
Nice.
Doot, doot. Two bits.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Nothing.
She's not home. Moving right along.
No, she's
Blank reaches for his crowbar.
Yeah, he pounds a couple times.
Nothing.
Is there anyone else, anywhere else, where it seems like we could, like, make a sound to, like, get attention in this house? I mean, it's a windmill, so there's got to be a couple holes.
Well, here, if you want to look at roll 20, you can see what it looks like.
Ooh.
Oh. Penis tower.
Onion dome!
Penis tower.
So.
Cockily doodly doo.
Exactly.
I mean, there's some windows. You could maybe...
So we're there at that door. I could say, Will, could you toss me up onto that little landing above the door and I'll look in that window above us?
Can I toss a dwarf? Is that allowed in this land?
Never toss a dwarf!
Yeah, but we're on vacation. Let's live a little.
Yeah, is that a landing, Eric?
It's not in the best shape, but it is a platform that kind of encircles the outside. A lot of it is gone, but there's parts here and there.
Hopefully structurally sound enough for a dwarf's weight.
You're not sure.
We'll find out if Will's willing to toss me.
Bathwack might be helpful as well.
Cause... Yeah, you might feel more comfortable in his trusty hands than Will's, I would think.
Okay.
I'm very flattered.
Hey, Batrack, would you toss me up there?
Hey, when you want insurance, you get Bathwack.
We have like 17 commercial ideas in this episode.
Yes.
I just abruptly haul him up into the sky.
Woo!
Okay. Make a athletics check.
All right. Holy crap.
Please tell me it's holy crap good.
I just rolled a 20.
And that's what Lang wants to hear.
So it's 26.
Holy crap!
All right,
he launches to the top of the tower.
You don't see Lang anymore. He's gone.
We never see him again.
You throw Lang straight through the window. I hit the woman in the head and kill her.
And then that worked out. He continues in a cannonball. He hits Vlad. And then he hits the sun, and it just smiles. And like the beginning of a Monty Python movie.
All right.
It's like the end, but it's not.
All right, Lank, you surprisingly easily just kind of float right up there and land on the platform to the right of the window. Directly in front of it, it's kind of gone. And when you land, you feel things kind of creak and shift unsteadily under you, but at least for now, it seems to hold your weight, and you can peer in the window.
All right.
Like I said, the windows are very dirty, but you can still kind of peer through. You see the chamber inside is round. It pretty much seems to, from what you can tell, take up the space of what you would imagine the windmill inside would be. It doesn't seem to be divided at all. Down the center of the room, going from the ceiling above and into the floor below, is this wooden shaft. And in the middle, sort of surrounding that, is a millstone.
Okay. I think I would reach up and try to open the window, see if it's locked.
It doesn't seem to be an open-y type of window.
I look down and say, I don't see anybody inside.
Will's pounding and pounding on that door again.
Do we hear anything?
Just the pounding.
The pounding on my chamber door.
A pound, pound, pound.
And I think he's like, dream pastry lady, art thou inside?
sound just like her.
Yeah, I do.
You don't hear anything?
I think no, Link might try knocking on the window.
All right.
No, at this point, that literally charge through the front door.
Okay. If you try to open it, it's unlocked, and,
Swoosh! I wanted to open it!
Yay!
Look at you.
Link claps again. Very impressive.
All right, so you barrel into the room, and what you see is the ground floor of this windmill. Just like the room I described to Lank above, it seems to be pretty much taking up the whole space within. It seems to have been converted into a makeshift kitchen, but it is filthy and disgusting.
Ugh.
There's baskets, old dishware piled everywhere. You also see a chicken coop, which seems to have chickens in it, a heavy wooden trunk, and there's a pretty cabinet with flowers painted on its doors. So you hear the clucking of chickens, and you also hear toads croaking, and you catch the sweet smell of pastries on the air, but it blends horridly with a stench that burns your nostrils. The odor comes from an open, upright barrel in the center of the room.
There is something not good in there.
Mm.
Warmth is issuing from a brick oven against one wall, and then there's a crumbling staircase ascending the wall across from there.
I want to change Bernard into a bear. Can I do that?
You can.
And he's like, just gestures for people to stand away just so his size change won't be so weird. And then like, he's like, hey, bear, go and smell that smell situation. Go check it out.
Which one?
The
please don't say that barrel.
The barrel, please. I don't think anyone.
Oh.
Come on. Please.
And he kind of shoulders his way into the room and lumbers in and peeks his head up over. And he goes, or whatever the bear equivalent of that is.
I've never seen a bear gag before.
Yeah.
And if you go in, you can also notice on the floor, there are small bones littering the floor.
Small? What? How small?
Pretty small, but they do look human.
Boo!
Lank shouts to the people who've gone in, what do you see?
Bones.
They're children bones, aren't they?
They're little bones. Time to destroy this windmill, I think.
How about everybody roll a perception check?
9.
A 20!
18!
What?
We're oh wait, plus right? Whatever, right?
Plus your perception.
15. Yes.
23 total.
Wow!
We're perceptive.
21.
20.
Alright.
Lank has no idea what's going on. He's out on a ledge.
All wait. Of you...
Oh wait, he's stuck up there!
I think Lank may be breaking this window and jumping in a moment.
Yeah.
All of you down in the ground floor, pretty much everybody but Lank, hear from above what sounds like laughter and sort of talking. You can't really make out what it is. And Lank, you don't hear anything, but if you peer in the window, you see a pair of figures descending the staircase from above into the room that you are level with.
I shout down, trying to yell at the people who have gone in. There are people! There are people upstairs!
You can see that it looks like it's two young women. That's pretty much all you can make out through the window. And they hear you shout. They sort of look over at you. Say, what? That's pretty much what all of you can make out.
Can Bernard tell me what he saw in the barrel?
You could ask him. Yeah, he would say, it was just, it's, I don't know what it is. It's like black, green goop. I don't know. It's like half full and it's terrible.
Like rot? Like death? Like what is...
It's just, yeah. All of the above. I've never smelled anything like that.
Knock it over, Bernard.
What?
Knock that shit over. That's gotta be something important. Knock it over. Right? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Go for it. Yeah.
All right. The bear reaches over and he... He tries to push it over, and he can't.
What? That's weird.
I can't!
And he tells Bernard to come back, because Bernard is obviously very sad. Smelling that.
I think Gorn's going to run up the stairs to follow the sound, and also to get Lank inside the goddamn house.
Alright. As Gorn, you go up the stairs, and you see in front of you these two young women. They are objectively very ugly. They're wearing silk shawls and gowns, which seem to be made of some sort of stitched material sort of pieced together. You might think it actually may be made of some sort of flesh. And they were coming towards the stairs when you sort of pop up through into this room. They go, "What? Who are you? What are you doing here? Did you come to buy some pastries?"
"Yes!
Yes!"
"Who else is down there?"
"No! Rachel, ow!"
"What?"
"I'm about to get slashing. Fuck this shit."
Fuck what shit? What are you talking about?"
"Nope. Shit's about to get real. I'm gonna look at him like, I'm gonna pull up my rapier and attack."
All right, everybody roll initiative.
Oh, goodness.
Let's do this.
I rolled a 1.
Is there anything you add to that?
1. Yeah, so it's 2.
Total of 4 for me.
21.
Yeah, I've got 18.
I'm 10.
Okay. Gorin, you are first.
All right, I'm going to slash out. I'm going to attack the first person in front of me. Hardcore with my rapier.
All right. Go ahead. I'll say that's the green one. I have the little circles there. That's one of the ladies.
Who, the one with her boobs hanging way out. The booby one.
Mm-hmm. The booby one.
All right. Oh, son of a bitch. I rolled a 7, so it's a 13 hit.
That does not hit, unfortunately.
Uh-oh.
So you try to stab her, and she just ducks and dodges out of the way. And then it is Rafina's turn.
All right. Okay. I'm going to, you have to remind me how we do this. I get to take an action, yeah?
You can move, and you can take an action, basically.
Where are the girlies on the map? I don't see them.
They're up on the second floor, which if you scroll up is up there.
All right, well, I don't think I need to move, but...
Well, you can't see them from where you are.
Oh, bummer.
There's a ceiling between you and them, so you would need to make your way up the stairs, which you can do.
All right.
You have... I think your speed is 25, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it is.
25 feet. So you can move up to 5 squares.
All right. I'm allowed to go diagonal?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it means going suddenly up a flight of stairs?
I mean, you could spend extra movement to climb up that way, or you could just go around.
Poof.
There you go. Which translates to that same spot up on the other level with the ladies.
Okay, good. So I can see them now, right?
Oh, yeah.
And am I allowed to do an action?
Yes, you are. In front of you, there are two ugly ladies and Gorin between you.
I'm not really sure they're mean, but we're just kind of assuming they are. This goes against Rafina's general philosophy.
Well, I mean, like, they're anti stairs normative women you would meet in a lighthouse.
Anti-stairs normative.
Well, that clears that up.
I wasn't trying to be clear. I was just trying to describe the goddamn map.
Okay, fair enough. I kind of want to try out my guiding bolt, but it might be a little extreme. Let's see here.
Nothing we do is extreme.
Right. No, never. We never make drastic action in this game.
Well, Rafina gets a little carried away in the excitement. She gets swept up in the excitement of things and wishes just to create some light and maybe scare them a little bit, but it may go awry. We'll see.
Okay.
She's going to do her guiding bolt.
Yeah, so it's a first level
a
spell.
A flash of light streaks toward creature of your choice.
You make a ranged spell attack.
Oh, that's what that word is. I thought it said ravaged spell attack. Okay, hang on.
Ooh, those are two very different things.
Oh, yeah, that's what I wrote.
Ravaged spell attack.
Oh, a big whopping 6. What do I add to that?
Your spell attack bonus.
5.
So that's a total of 11?
11.
Your bolt misses. It goes wide. Hits the side of the windmill and explodes in a flash of sparkly lights.
And I say, oops! Hope I didn't scare you there! Tee-hee-hee-hee!
Ow.
I seem to have injured everyone else in my party.
It's annoying. It's annoying, isn't it, when people shoot at you? Isn't it, Gorin? Like you're shouting this from outside the window. Hey! Hey,
looking through.
It wasn't my fault.
Isn't that just irritating?
Fine, all right. Can we be on even keel now? I know the answer's no, but...
And Nick comes charging up the stairs past Rafina, and he kind of skids to a stop when he doesn't see the old lady that they recognized from the town. And he slows down and says, "Whoa!" And he has his rapier out, but he holds his action. And we go to Will. And Bernard.
Okay. In this bottom part, is there like, is this like a chimney? Like an oven? Is that an oven right there?
There is an oven. Bottom left in the image, sort of southwest corner. Not corner, but southwest part of the circular room. And it's warm. That seems to be where the smell of the pastries is coming from.
Okay. I think I'm going to send Bernard up the stairs. If he hears Nick, can he shout out, like, what do you see?
There's two ladies, but not the one we know.
Two ladies? What are we attacking them for? Wait, okay. They're probably bad too. Shit. More than one old lady. How young are they? Fuck. Never mind. I didn't ask that. Anyway.
That's Bard's job, and our initiative is already all worn out.
But only for a turn, baby.
Alright. I'm going to send Bernard up the stairs, send him to the top of the stairs, and have him look threateningly at the ladies.
Okay.
And... I am going to, is there any indication, this has got to be the, like, this is an out of character question, but like, this has got to be the only windmill, like, this is the child pie windmill, right? Like, we're not,
there's
like,
pretty much
about-
one road between,
right, okay,
Barovia and Valaki that you saw. There's little human bones on the floor, there's a oven cooking something that smells like meat pies in the corner.
Okay. Yeah, I'm actually going to have Will, he's going to go over to the oven, and he's okay. going to start trying to destroy it with, like, Eldritch Blast or whatever.
Okay. You don't have to make an attack roll, but just roll damage.
Okay.
It's 1d10, right?
Yeah. 5.
Okay. You take a chunk out of it. It's, I mean, it's a, like a stone... brick oven, like, it's pretty serious. It's not just a little, you know, it's not an easy bake oven.
I know, but like, you know, you take a chunk, it's magic out of it. It's magic. Can I destroy some rocks and knock them out of the thing?
You make a start at trying to destroy the oven.
All right, thank you.
It's not an easy break oven now, is it?
Oh!
Nice.
All right, and it's these fine young ladies' turn. They managed to avoid two attacks from some assailants and say, "How dare you come into a house like this?" And they kind of transform from ugly young ladies to these disgusting creatures covered in filth, and mouths are more like gaping maws. They have long claws. And the one that Gorin, you tried to stab, she reaches out and tries to rake you with her claws. And she rolls an 8. There's no way that hits. And the other one steps forward and tries to do the same to Nick. And that hits. And that deals 12 slashing damage.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no.
Claws rake across him, sort of dig into his leather armor and catch skin beneath. And it's Bathwack's turn.
Bathwack, are you going to use your diplomacy spell?
Let's see. You're kind of blocking the stairs, right?
You could go past. They're willing. You just can't end your turn in one of those squares. Or end your move, rather.
Okay. So, let's see. The top of the stairs is here. Can I come over this way?
The top of the stairs is here. You could end up there and be able to swing at. You're kind of reaching over the millstone, but that's fine.
All right, yeah. I'll just take a swing at the creature in front of me.
Go for it.
18 plus 6.
That is a hit.
24.
Absolutely. Roll damage.
8 slashing damage.
Okay. So you swing into the wretch nearest, the one that took a swing at Gorin, and your sword digs into her flesh. And it is Lank's turn.
All right, I think it's time for Lank to try to smash his way through this window and get inside.
Yeah. Okay.
Since the window isn't directly in front of the platform, I'm going to need you to make a dexterity check to see if you can make it in. Just, you could do acrobatics if you want.
That is 17 plus 2 is 19.
Okay. You grab the edge and swing feet first into the window. It shatters inwards, spraying glass everywhere.
Yeah!
All right, then I think a maul attack on this nearer of the two, nearer to me.
So you are sort of near where Batthwack and Gorin are, so you're going to hit the boob zombie, okay. The one that that you saw Batthwack just take a swing and hit.
Okay, so, just lost my, there we go, well, that's 17 again, and 17 plus 6 is 23.
That is a hit.
Okay, then that's 2d6 plus 4, that is total of 9.
Okay, so you're attacking with your maul, and you, bring it down with a sounding crunch onto her. Most young ladies, you feel like, would just be destroyed with a strike like that.
She's not a young lady anymore, though.
No, not really.
She turned into a creature.
Was she ever really?
I mean, that's a question for her parents and her upbringing. What?
As Lang brings the ball down, he's like, who raised you?
To the mole and the witch!
I accuse your parents.
And then we go to Gorin.
Yeah, let's try and finish her off. I'm going to swing again.
Alright, so you're going to also hit the one that's just been hit by two attacks, the one you tried to hit before, with your rapier?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I like that attack. I rolled a 19, so with my rapier, that's 25.
Hit.
So, I rolled a 3 plus 4, so 7 piercing for damage.
Okay. Your rapier strikes true, and you're able to dig into her flesh a little bit there. Rafina, unless you have anything else, did you want to move, Gorin?
No, I'm cool. I'm cool trying to kill this thing.
You're cool. Cool. All right, Rafina, it's on you.
All right, well, I guess I should finish this lady off.
All right, yeah, you've seen her take a few hits already.
Yeah, might as well. All right, so I'm going to... And how close am I to her again? Let's see.
Seems like it's pretty close quarters.
With both of them, you're within 10 feet.
All right. So would it be dumb to use my light crossbow?
No, not at all.
I shall light crossbow her.
Okay. Roll an attack. And again, that's 1d20. And then your attack bonus should be on your character sheet.
Ooh, I got a 19.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
That's how you does it.
Yep. But this is not my spell attack. It's a different attack, right?
Right, it's your light crossbow. It should be on the, like, the front page.
Yeah, right in the middle, right?
Exactly.
Oh, ATK. Okay, that's not an airport abbreviation. Gotcha. Dex
I'm not
plus
flying
five.
Into a crossbow.
So if it says plus 5 in that little box, that means 18 plus 5.
Correct. Okay. That absolutely hits. Go ahead and roll damage, which should be right next to it.
Okay, so the piercing is 1d8 plus 3. All right, so here's my 80 jobby. Boop.
80 jobby.
7.
Okay.
Nice. Plus 3.
Woohoo!
La la la.
All right, your bolt flies over Gorin's head, sort of between him and Batthwack, and thunks into her shoulder. She goes, ah!
Sounds like
still
a raven.
Standing strong. Yeah. Ah! It does not. I just sound like a raven. For clarity's sake. All right.
I'm going to look at Link and go, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
And then it is Nick's turn, and he is going to attack, and that will hit. Okay. That is a good amount of damage. He's going to hit the other one that hasn't been hit because it's the one right in front of him that tried to attack him. And he's going to stay put. And it is Will's turn and Bernard's turn.
Okay, well, I'm going to cast Shocking Grasp to Bernard. Can I do that?
What is Shocking Grasp?
That's the one where it's a touch attack. So
you
he
can
would
cast
do
it as him.
Oh, I cast it as him?
Like, he can deliver that.
Right, but I thought you. I had to, like, cast it, and that's what I do, and then he uses it or something.
Exactly. So he can, since he is next to one of these creatures, he can attack with that for you.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So the one he's next to is the one that Nick just tried to attack, sort of between Nick and Gorin up there in that crowded mill room.
Yeah, the other one, the one that hasn't taken as many as attacks.
Right, only been hit once by Nick just now. Cool. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay, so I still roll it, right? Yeah, make a melee spell attack against yes. the target. Okay. That is a 17 plus... Is
wow, you guys are rolling good.
I know.
Yeah.
Is it plus like
it's
my...
It's still spell attack. It's still your spell attack.
Okay, so
bonus.
Plus 5, so it's a 22.
That hits.
All right, and it is a 1d8. Only a 2, sorry.
All right. 2 lightning damage, though. This bear reaches out and paws at her, and bolts of lightning shoot out and shock her. And then it is...
So that counts as what I did, right?
Yeah.
And he what he did in that case?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
All of a sudden, you all hear from outside through the broken window... What's going on? Bella! Ophalia! Why is my window broken? Why is my door open? And you all think you might be able to identify that voice as the voice of that lady from the town. And the two creatures up in there with you look at each other and go... And they both disappear. And then all of a sudden, the window behind them crashes outwards.
What?
Why wouldn't they just disappear when we started attacking them?
Because it's National Lampoon's, and their sister was out of town, and they weren't supposed to be there.
Now I see.
Obviously, when I yell it, it makes more sense.
All right, and it is Batthwack's turn.
Well, should I go out the window?
yeah. To the wall. To the switch on the wall. To the... I'm glad one person got it.
I get it.
I'm just going to move down the stairs.
All right. Where do you go?
On the bottom floor.
So you just go to the bottom floor.
Yeah, look around.
All right. And then it is Lang's turn.
Okay, so our friend is still outside?
Right? You heard that voice call out from the window from where you jumped through, and then you saw the other two disappear, and then the other window in there, sort of to your left, smash outwards.
I think head for the stairs to head downstairs to meet the new arrival.
Okay. Where would you like to go? With your movement, you can go 5 squares, which is 25 feet. If you want, you can take your action to move an additional 25 feet if you want.
Probably he'd get to the door so he could look outside and see if he can see the woman in question.
You look outside and you see the two creatures from before out there arrayed in front of the door, as well as the old lady who is, as you watch, sort of transforming into a creature similar to the other two, but older and even uglier, if you can imagine that.
I cannot. People,
No.
Front door. Well put, Will. Now, to get downstairs, that was my move. I shouldn't move outside, right, or anything like that?
Probably to get to the door, you wouldn't really... You can maybe move outside, but you wouldn't be able to attack.
Okay, then I'll... Having shouted inside, I move so that people can get past me and hopefully come up behind me and help me, or I'm going to die.
All right, and it is Gorin's turn.
I'm going to run downstairs. I'm going to pull my bow out and just follow suit.
Okay.
Can I prep True Strike for this?
I think you would be able to get, based on where you are and the fact that your legs aren't as short as Lank's, you were close to the top of the stairs. You could get basically out the front door and then still have your action left over to make a ranged attack against one of them if you'd like.
Well, there's one of them I don't like because she hit me in the face.
And then there's another one you don't like because you saw her shove a kid in a sack.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I don't like about this. This is not like my typical Halloween movie about witches. Typically, I see three of them. One of them is Bette Midler, and one of them is Sarah Jessica Parker.
It's really weird. They all have the same colored hair, so you can't tell them apart.
to hell with it. I'm going to shoot at the one I do not like.
The one that you've hit already, this encounter?
Yes.
Okay, go for it. And what, you're using True Strike?
Yes.
Well, that's actually not an attack. That
It's a preparation for another.
It gives you advantage on your next attack against it. So is that what you do?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So that happens automatically. You look at her and you're like, I think she looks weak there and there. And maybe if I feint here and I aim there, I might be able to do some more damage. You kind of scope her out a little bit. All right. And it is Rafina's turn.
All right. So I need to move because everyone's headed outside. So we said I could do like how many squares?
You can do 5 squares. You also have short legs like Lank.
I can go through you, right?
Yes, you can go through an ally's space. You just can't end up there.
Okay, so there I am.
Mm-hmm. So you head out the front door. Sorry, I'm describing it because we have people listening.
Yes.
And they can't see the maps.
That's true. I have just exited the round building.
Rafina has just left the front door of the windmill.
Wow.
All right, and I want to do something fancy. I'm going to bless them. Just kidding.
Nobody sneezed.
That's so fancy.
Happy news, I brought water for all.
I'm going to make it rain. Neener, neener.
Hey, that's no worse than any of the jokes I've made tonight.
All right, forget it. I'm going to use my light bow again, my light crossbow, at the main lady.
The main lady, the one that you haven't seen before?
Correct.
Okay.
But I can see her now.
Yes, you can. Go for it.
Rolling.
Roll it.
12. And then I add in my thing, which is 5, so that's 17.
That's a hit.
Woohoo! Okay.
Is that Bette Midler?
That's right. That's right. And your buck teeth. All right. I just rolled.
I aim right for her buck teeth.
I like when we haven't named the movie, but we're blatantly.
In order to protect the copyright issues, right? So I just rolled a 5 + 3 gives me an 8.
Okay.
Shazam.
Send a bolt in her direction.
Bazinga.
Go Team Venture. Let's go for it.
Yep. All right. And it is Nick's turn. And he runs down the stairs as well. And takes his other movement. And he is going to land right between the creature that had been hit a lot upstairs, the younger one, and the old lady who just showed up. But he doesn't have enough time to do anything. And it is Will's turn.
All right. You have Bernard run down the stairs. I don't know how fast he can move, so...
He could get to the one nearest the door, the one in the middle. That's the one that's been beat on the
road. Yeah, I want him to go after the witches. I'm like, get those bitches!
All right.
And just do a regular attack right now.
Okay. So he gets to make two attacks, one with his bite and one with his claws.
Ooh.
So go ahead and make two attacks, and you get plus three to each. Figure out beforehand which one is which.
Two d20s?
Correct.
Okay. All right. The bite will be my silver one, and the claw will be my sparkly one. Okay. All right. So the bite, I only rolled an 8. I don't know what...
Plus 3.
Okay, so 11. Okay. The sparkly, I rolled a 12.
That's also plus 3, which is 15, and that is a miss.
Fuck! Bernard, you suck! I'm just kidding. Poor Bernard, I'm kidding. Okay. And everything here is just kitchen stuff, right? There's just the stove, because that's what I was trying to bust apart before. Now I know there's another person. It's just all... there's no, like, secret...
There was that barrel in the middle, which is gross. There was a chest that was closed. There's a chicken coop. There was a cabinet with flowers painted on it.
I don't know what the rules are, but can I do Eldritch Blast, but also, like, step right here? Because it's, like, five...
You can move and cast your blast.
Well, I was wondering if I can look in this chest.
Opening a chest, I forget if that's an action or not. I'll look it up later. I'll say you can do both and then correct myself later if I'm wrong.
Like, to just kick it open. Sure. Kick it open.
It's not locked. If it were locked, you wouldn't be able to, or like you wouldn't be able to try to force
it. Right, because I would have to like blasty that one too. So just for a description, I think he's gonna turn to the chest, step a few feet over to where the chest is, kick it open,
okay,
and then whirl around and still try to destroy more of that oven.
Okay. You kick the oven open, and it's full of toads. That's where the toad croaking sound came from.
Oh, in the chest. You mean you kick the chest open.
Uh-huh. Okay. Then a bunch of them come jumping out everywhere, and roll your damage against the oven.
Screw you, oven! Ooh. All right. Oh my god, a 3! God!
Okay.
I am not being good today.
All right. And it is... the lady's turn.
Mm.
All right.
Say what?
The young lady that hasn't been hit very much, she reaches out and she points at Rafina, who is sort of right in front of her. She points at you, and I need you, Rafina, to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okie dokie.
So you should see your saving throws on your character sheet, sort of in the top left area. It's one for each of the different abilities. So you can add that to a d20 roll.
9 plus wisdom, 5.
Okay.
14.
You, in your head, you start to get these troubling images, sort of just like vague, unsettling, nothing really coalesces though, and then...
I don't like this, I don't like it.
Yeah, but nothing seems to really take hold.
I'm feeling fuzzy, guys.
The other younger one, she laughs and she points at Bernard right in front of her. And she says, "Turn!" And Will, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw for Bernard. So you can roll a d20 and you're going to add 1.
Sorry, I was on mute. Ha ha.
Yes, you were.
Sorry. 8. It was an 8.
So you see the bear kind of shake and shudder, lift off the ground a little bit, and then it kind of collapses in on itself and turns into a butterfly.
Oh, you jerk.
Then the old lady, the one you recognize from the town, she looks up at the sky and points upwards and utters this sort of low moan. And these clouds sort of roll in. It's always kind of overcast so far where you've been. But these clouds just boil in from everywhere. It's suddenly very dark. Rain starts to fall. And basically a full-fledged thunderstorm kicks up in the space of about a second. And then she points directly ahead, sort of at you, Lank. And a lightning bolt shoots out from her finger through you, into Gorin behind you, and through the door into Arena, who had been kind of huddling inside. I had failed to mention that before.
Whoa.
Well, that's obnoxious.
Seems like a safe place for her to be.
Alright, so all of you need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Everybody?
All the people I mentioned. Lank, Gorin, and then Irina does too.
13.
26.
Wow. Okay.
I rolled a natural 20.
So you all save, which means you don't take as much damage.
Uh-oh.
You all take 14 lightning damage. Irina is knocked unconscious. And then it is Bathwack's turn.
Okay, I'll approach the, the younger one? The one who's taking the most damage.
Oh, there's two young ones. Okay, so she's kind of in the middle.
Let's just take a swing.
All right, go for it.
Oh, terrible. 8 total.
Miss. Your attack goes wide, and it is Lank's turn. You just got zapped. Your beard is sticking straight out.
Ow. I am pissed. So, with that in mind, there's nobody between me and the one with the blue icon over here on the...
That's the one that just shot a lightning bolt at you, and correct. There is a 5-foot space between you where you could step up and do your thing.
Alright, I think I'm gonna have to maul away a bit here.
Do it.
All right. Rolling attack is 14 plus whatever is total of 20.
That is a hit.
All right. 8. 12.
All right. You smash into her with your maul. You feel bones crack. And it is Gorin's turn.
I don't think I like this woman very much.
Which one?
All of them.
No. One who struck me with lightning.
Okay.
So I'm going to move towards her behind Lank and cast Dissonant Whispers.
Okay.
You cast a Wisdom Saving Throw.
All right. So what's your save, DC?
14.
Got it. Okay. That is a fail. She fails her save.
So you're gonna take 3d6 psychic damage.
All right, go ahead and roll that.
4.
All right.
And then you have to move as far as your speed allows to go away from me.
Okay. So she goes, "Aah!" and moves, runs directly away from you down the hill.
What irritating thing did I mutter? I can scream too. Witch? I don't know.
terrible comeback!
I feel like I was like being Vin Diesel in that moment. I can scream too, witch.
And one thing, Gorin, as you sort of move away from the door towards her, you notice up against the windmill, I failed to mention this when you approach, but there are some barrels along the outside. They're all topped, but her lightning bolt had knocked the cover off of a few. And right next to you, you see that the barrel with the lid off is full of this stuff that was in the barrel in the middle of the room inside. And you catch a glimpse of what you think looks like Anna as like a reflection in it.
Who?
Anna.
Oh!
But it is Rafina's turn.
Okay. Okay.
So you're up near the front door. The two younger ladies are somewhat near you. Bathwack's in between, and the older lady just ran kind of a good ways away down the hill, about 30 feet.
How far can my crossbow go?
You also saw a bear transformed into a butterfly right next to you.
All right, I'm going to go through all you guys. Okay, crossbow time.
So you kind of go through Lank and Gorin past the butterfly and towards the old lady.
I am headed toward her. Yes, I am. I'm going to shoot her with the crossbow.
Do it.
With any luck. And I have rolled a booming 3. I think that's going to miss.
Yes, that will miss.
Wah-wah.
And it is Nick's turn. And he's shocked at the appearance of this butterfly, but hopes that it is benign. And he's going to try to stab the lady in front of him again.
This is why I brought my net.
My net.
And that's a miss. He's going to stay where he is, and it is Will's turn.
All right, Will's going to be...
And Butterfly's turn.
And the Butterfly's turn, sweet. And I'm guessing that, like, if I try to turn him back with my locket, that's, like, all I'm going to be able to do, right?
That effort would be your action, yes. That's, by the way, for the listeners, that's, like, kind of... We're not using familiar rules as written.
Yeah, who cares?
I'm just... So, anybody who thinks, they don't know what the rules are! No, I know. I'm just doing it differently.
Yeah, it's cooler, guys. Also, familiars aren't usually dead siblings, so get over it.
Yeah. Sassy!
Before you write also, Eric, I like that our listeners sound just like the woman we're attacking.
Child pies, they don't know the rules!
In those listeners' defense, they sell baby pies.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about it?
Yep.
When Bernard was changed into a butterfly, do I know that?
Do I
somehow know that psychically or something? Or
yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wondered if I would even know. Okay. So like, all right. So he's irritated about that and irritated that this oven isn't just exploding. So, and that there's nothing seemingly useful down here, so he heads to the door, doesn't go out, but sees the two witches, the younger, the quote-unquote younger witches, and mm-hmm. he is going to catch a cold from stepping out of the door, and he dies. The end. He's going to pass...
why didn't you go to your local Dwayne Reed? Why did you?
I'm going to cast Scorching Ray.
Okay.
He's just going to do it with a great deal of irritation. I create 3 rays of fire and hurl them at targets within range. All right. Okay. So, wait, I have to roll 3, right? I actually rolled 2 15. Wait, is that a 15? 15 or 18? 2 15. I'm going to...
Where are you targeting these?
Two younger ladies. I have 3 rays. I have to roll another one.
You just need to determine which dice means which lady.
I mean, I'm assuming if everyone's been attacking this one, she looks worse for the wear. I'm going to only throw 1 ray at her, and I'm going to throw 2 at the other lady.
Okay.
So I have 2 15s and a 9, plus my 5. So that's 2 20s and a 14.
The 2 20s hit.
Okay.
So are those the ones that you directed at the...
They were at the lady over here, the first
away,
lady.
The one that hasn't been hit as much.
The one that has not been hit as much, yes.
So those hit. Go ahead and roll damage for those.
Okay, 2d8. I'm just going to roll... Whoops, that's a 10. That is not the right dice. Wait, no, I'm sorry. It's not an 8. It's a 6. That matters. Okay, 4, 6. Okay. 1 is 5. 6. 2. 3.
16. Is there plus anything?
2d6 fire damage. That's it.
Okay. Your bolts of fire shoot out and strike her squarely in the chest. They catch her gown on fire. She starts to be exposed, which is not pleasing for anybody.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, guys. The other one missed because there were so many people around her, so I was like, oh, how do I get this one to her? And I threw it too high. It was like a curveball, and it went off into the sky.
It's the first game of the season. Everybody throws little
All right. And is that it?
I think that's all I can do. Yes.
Cool. All right.
My butterfly flies and lands on Bathwack.
Okay.
Aww.
All right. And now it's these ladies' turn. All right. So... The one that you just struck with fire stuff, what does she do?
She gets dead, because screw her! That's what I say.
All right.
Word. You get not life, woman.
She points at you, Will, and you guys are suddenly find yourself in a spell-slinging battle. A ray of green energy lashes out towards you.
Hmm.
And it's a 19 to hit.
Oh my god, against my armor class, which is piddly, it's 14, yep. Mm-hmm.
Alright, so you take 7 poison damage.
Oh, ouch! Okay.
And you need to make a constitution saving throw.
And that is just a d20 plus constitution, right?
It's plus your constitution saving throw. It's a
16. Specific. What's constitution saving throw?
You'll
where
see
is
in the
that?
Top left saving throws. There should be a number there for you.
All right, I got a 18.
Okay, you succeed. You feel this energy try to sort of eat into you, and you're able to sort of fight it off with your own resolve.
Okay.
And then the other one, the one that you guys have been beating up more, she reaches out at Batthwack and tries to lash at him with her claws. And that does, and that is rather, a 17 to hit.
It's a miss.
All right. Clangs off of your armor. And then the old lady, who kind of shakes her head, gets over that wonderful comeback that Gorin uttered, strides back up the hill. She's gonna make a similar gesture as before when she cast her lightning bolt at a few of you. And this time, the storm around you seems to intensify, and before she does anything, a large lightning bolt actually strikes the windmill itself, hits sort of the uppermost vane, and it catches it immediately alight, and the windmill starts to turn from the force of that. But then she lowers her finger and shoots out another lightning bolt directly in front of her, hitting Rafina, Lank, Gorin, and Will.
Whoa!
Hey.
And I need you all to make dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Crap. 12.
Yeah, 11 plus 3 is 14.
5.
23.
Cool. Gorin.
I know, I'm rolling like the greatest saves. Watch, when I want to do something real baller, it's not. I'm going to roll like a 1.
Okay. Will and Lank, you take 24 lightning
oh
damage.
Oh my god!
Oh no!
Rafina and Gorin, you take 12.
Oh my god, Eric.
Don't blame Eric, this is the witch.
We're gonna die, like, I'm gonna die, I have like no more hit points.
And it is Bathwack's turn.
Let's take a swing at the one in front of me again.
Which one was that? The one that more people have hit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alright, that's 23.
Hit.
Okay, good. Let's use Divine Smite.
Probably a good idea.
Time to... Yeah. So, base damage is 11 plus another... another 14 radiant damage.
Wow. So 25 total?
Yeah. There's an extra 1d8 if the target is undead or a fiend. I don't know what the target is.
No.
Not a fiend?
Nope. All right. That is a significant hit. You see her kind of stumble under that blow, and she does not look to be doing too well. She is bleeding profusely, though her blood seems very similar to the substance in the barrel that some of you have caught a glimpse of.
Ugh.
And it is Lank's turn.
All right. Lank isn't doing so great, but I think he's going to move over, so down one here, 5 feet so that he can swing it. Who are we calling this, boob zombie?
The one that just took a very, very large blow from Batthwack.
Yeah, she did.
Yes, she did.
Because I'm not sure I could move much farther.
I wasn't being lascivious. I know. Just stating.
I was agreeing with you. Go for it, Lang.
Okay.
Swing that hammer.
The attack is adds up to 20.
Hit.
14.
Got it. She is still standing, but you get the sense that it's barely.
Oh my god, we gotta run away. We're gonna die, dudes.
And then it is Gorin's turn.
I told you so.
Oh my god.
Gorin, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. I'm not even going to add. I rolled a natural one.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So, if you remember, you caught a glimpse of what you thought was Anna in that barrel. A certain woman who Gorin is familiar with. And
mm-hmm.
You feel compelled to turn and look at her. You sort of bend over the barrel and look down in, and you see she kind of reaches a hand up as if she's reaching out to you. And then all of a sudden, a black hand of this substance reaches out and grabs the front of your clothes, your armor, and pulls you down into the barrel.
Oh my god.
You go headfirst into the barrel.
Okay.
All the way up. Anybody who sees this, which anybody out there can and probably does.
I'm right next to him. I'm like literally right
there. You're right next to it. You see him disappear into the barrel. And it's odd. The barrel actually overflows as you think it would. But as soon as his feet break the top of the surface of the barrel, the surface is completely placid. No ripples, nothing. And it's as if it hadn't overflowed at all.
Oh my god.
And that's where we're going to stop for tonight.
What? We're going to die!
It's like when Joey had to fall down the elevator shaft in the soap opera. It's so sad.
Oh my gosh.
If I was on set for something, there'd be like a loud clap. You're like, yeah, that's set for you. You get to go home now.
Oh my god. Whoa. Oh,
Jesus.
Whoa.
What the heck?
What if I rolled a 20 on that?
I don't know.
Would the goo have just been better looking?
It smells like cookies and cream this time. So you just want
to
eat it.
And then you go over.
I dive in.
That's right.
Wow. Holy moly. Jesus.
And we never figured out just what was going on. Why were we even there? Rafina is mad.
Well, that's come back next week.
We've got some history with that woman, which now is
apparently.
Oh my gosh. See, yeah, like I would love, like we could totally have discussion about that lady. Will tell you that you're probably right. We should just never help people. Help people? Rafina, you're so right. Why do we even come here? Oh.
So are there like pastries in our future? Are we pastries in our future?
Are we pastries in our future?
Are we pastries in our future? That's such a great sentence. That's amazing.
We probably are.
Apparently some of us are chicken nuggets. We already got the sauce.
Yeah, you got dunked.
Yeah, dunked.
So dunked.
Glug.
Oh my god. Goodbye. Oh no.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.